Good morning. I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti. And on this edition of Sonoma Spotlight, we're talking with one familiar voice to KRCB listeners. Big man Howard is here, along with his partner, Carol Hyams. Howard, and they're here together now because they are jointly getting an award from the ACLU. They will be named collectively the Jack Green Civil Liberties Award honorees at the ACLU's annual banquet coming up on the 3rd of May. First of all, to you both, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, you're being honored for a lot of work that you've done in the civil justice, social justice area here and beyond here. When you look back on a life of doing all of this, do you feel successful?
I don't know about success, but it's been very rewarding just to do the work, just to be involved with the people and to affect some changes. You know, change is slow to come with our system of governance, but I think we made a difference. We let people know that we're here.
You, of course, have a history going back to being one of the founding members of the Black Panther Party. That was very much outside the mainstream at that time, and here you are getting a very mainstream sort of recognition. That must be very gratifying.
Yes, it is. It is. As we said, it was very unexpected, but you know, you never know who's watching you and who's hearing you. And something like this comes up, and it's very gratifying.
And you've been doing it for the last, I don't know, how many years together as a team?
10.
Yeah, but...
And how much of that's been here in Sonoma County?
All 10 years in Sonoma County. We were together in 1969 in Berkeley while he was editor of the paper and international spokesperson. And I was a nurse and still am. And I was working at the Berkeley Free Clinic and became involved in serving the community, and I met Big Man.
And here in Sonoma County, where has your focus been in these past 10 years?
Well, we kind of moved up here because we thought this was the quiet, uneventful place to live, and that's quite beautiful, to say the least. But we didn't know of many social problems that were going on here. But you find that out when you live in a place. And being my nature, and I guess Carol's nature, we could not help ourselves but get involved with the people that live in the community that we live around and live with, and engage in the problems that they have.
Probably wouldn't matter where you go. You'd find something to work on.
Right.
The award ceremony is coming up, as we said, on Sunday, May 3rd. You're going to be honored before the big gathering at the ACLU. What are you going to tell them?
Well, I have to start off by telling them I initially didn't know about Jack Green until I did some research. And then I found out that he was involved in some of the things that we're involved in today. He was struggling to get fair wages and rights for migrant workers, and he was persecuted and brutalized for doing so. But he was persistent, and he took his case to first the district attorney and didn't get anywhere, sort of like the Andy Lopez situation. The DA wouldn't do anything, so he went to the state's attorney. And at least he brought this situation before the attorney general and got some action on it. It wasn't exactly what he wanted, but he got some of these people that brutalized him, brought them to trial. And so he's my hero in the sense that he didn't give up.
So it's a good namesake for an award.
Right.
Let's say once again that the luncheon for the ACLU annual celebration happening, as we said, Sunday, May 3rd. The time is noon. The location is the Flamingo Hotel. And ticket information and other details online at aclusonoma.org. Carol, Big Man, thanks very much for being here with us on Sonoma Spotlight, and congratulations once again.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Bruce.
Thank you.
And that'll do it for this edition of Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson. Have a great day.